Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, what could pulling a John possibly mean? Was it something that you did for charity? Maybe you did something just off the goodness of your heart? Is that pulling a John?
No.
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 No, I didn't know I pulled a John until...
Can we not say pulled a John, please?
Well, here's why. What can't you do?
Okay, so last night, you know, I just posted this video that you and I recorded, Tammy, along with Amber, about getting ready for Stagecoach. I'm so excited
for it. Tanya's going to Stagecoach for the first time. She's been a Coachella hippie, but she's never been to Stagecoach. And, you know, she's going there to work, obviously.
Right.
But you're obviously very excited as well because it's a sweet gig. I mean, Stagecoach is Stagecoach, whether you're working or partying.
Exactly.
Slightly more fun if you're partying. But anyway.
Okay, so, well, excited, you know, either way. So
you pulled a John because you've already started shopping for your Stagecoach outfit?
No, because I was
I didn't do that either.
That was manly.
I haven't done that. That's not something I would do.
Go ahead and tell him.
I was just talking about Stagecoach with my husband, and I'm looking at the date, and it rings a bell, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't go to Stagecoach because it's the weekend of my sister-in-law's wedding that I'm a bridesmaid in.
Oh.
Boy, that sounds familiar when somebody had all signed up to go take the honor flight to Washington, D.C. And be a guardian. Right beforehand went, uh-oh, there's a very important wedding that I not only have to go to, but I have to cook for.
Yeah. My girlfriend's sister, by the way. That went over well.
Yeah. She pulled a John. She double booked herself.
Pulled a John.
So what's your sister-in-law, how's her mood after you told her you couldn't be her bridesmaid?
Well, I didn't.
You still have a job to do. I mean, you aren't going to be at Stagecoach, right?
I'm not going to be
she's
there.
Not.
I'm sorry, John.
I like how you apologize to me. Yeah. Like I'm any superior. Yeah. Yes, I'm very disappointed. This will be in your file, Tanya.
I was sweating on the verge of crying last night. I think I had a dream that I told you guys and it didn't go over well. I mean, I don't know.
Who do you work for?
I know. Well, you know me. I overthink everything and I stress out.
Yeah, but you know us. Why would that bother? I mean, why would...
I don't know.
But we do need somebody to take your place now.
Yeah.
Jessica,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We have to employ Walt.
Baby
Walt.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
I love it.
Put him in your... You have a baby Bjorn, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Walk around in the desert.
That won't get hot at all.
Right? And little baby Walt can tell the artist that it's time to go. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
You know?
Wrap it up.
When it's ready, you can just lean...
Time.
You can lean him over. Maybe you could throw up on him a little bit. That would get him out of the...
If Sam Hunt is presumptuous enough to bring Snoop Dogg back on stage with him, perhaps Walt can put a bottle in Snoop's mouth so all the swears don't come out like they did last time. Remember that? Snoop Dogg shocked Stagecoach a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was quite shocking.
I know it was. Like, more swears in the first 30 seconds of Snoop Dogg's appearance in the entire 10-year history of Stagecoach.
Oh.
Sadly, you'll never know that, Tanya.
I know. It's okay.
Sam Hunt was looking forward to serenading you.
Oh.
Jason Aldean confirmed he was also going to be interviewed by you. And Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Luke Bryan wanted you to brush his teeth for him.
It's okay.
All these things.
It's okay. I love my sister-in-law very much.
Obviously.
And I would never miss her wedding.
Of course you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Don't let him harangue you. You heard what happened with him.
Yeah, I know.
What, my divorce? Ha ha.
No.
That sure
when
is
When you
funny.
Were supposed to be on honor flight, you had to back out.
Yes, that's right. Listen to Tammy.
Jeez. Do not let John give you a hard time because you pulled a John.
Yeah, that's right. You did it first, John.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure this is my fault as well. Well, we're going to miss you at Stagecoach. I was looking forward to, I guess, showing you the ropes.
I know. It's okay.
You know what? During the wedding reception, FaceTime us and that can be like your gift to her. Here, look, they're going to show us some Stagecoach that I couldn't be at, but I bought this dress. Yeah, there you go.
What a marvelous gift for her as well. That certainly will really be a wonderful memory from her wedding. All right, well, thanks a lot, Tanya, I guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.